Anchorage's economy fared better than expected last year, while 2011 should show even more job growth. KSKA's Len Anderson reports on the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation's annual forecast.
Approximately 1,400 members of the city's business community packed the sold-out AEDC luncheon at the Denina Convention and Civic Center for the corporation's annual description of Anchorage's economic health.
The bottom line is that, yes, Anchorage took a step back in 2009, regained some of that lost ground in 2010, and based on our forecast, Anchorage will continue to grow in 2011.
Bill Popp, Anchorage Economic Development Corporation President and CEO, delivered the rapid-fire presentation that profiled the city's major business sectors. Popp began by admitting the errors of last year's forecast. The contracted researchers and corporation staff had predicted a loss of jobs in 2010. A preliminary tally shows Anchorage actually gained 500 jobs. In 2011, the corporation predicts 1,100 new jobs. If so, Anchorage would surpass 2008's all-time high with an employment roll of well over 152,000. The increase will not come from Alaska's major economic engine, the oil and gas industry.
Oil and gas employment in Anchorage fell by 100 jobs in 2010 and is forecast to remain flat in 2011.
While not growing, at least for the industry's Anchorage-based workers, employment levels have remained stable at about 2,600. And Anchorage's 2010 job loss of 100 compares to a statewide drop the same year of 800 jobs.
In the short term, the job numbers could get a boost if Shell is able to proceed with plans to begin Beaufort Sea exploration drilling in 2011, and if a jackup rig is actually mobilized to Cook Inlet.
On the other hand, Popp says unsolved taxation questions, along with permitting and environmental issues, could impact the industry's long-range status. The greatest employment increase will once again arise from the city's medical sector.
Healthcare jobs increased by 500 in 2010 and are forecasted to grow by 300 more in 2011.
Since 2002, Anchorage has added 4,600 healthcare jobs. That represents about 45% of the city's net employment growth over the same period. Anchorage's leisure and hospitality industry survived 2010 better than expected, although it still lost 100 jobs.
The driving forces behind the better-than-expected performance were higher per-visitor spending levels by cruise ship passengers, the filming in Anchorage of the Hollywood movie Everybody Loves Whales, and the return from deployment of about 3,000 military personnel.
The troop impact reflects the restaurant and bar portion of this category. Popp says many of this sector's 10,000 jobs depend upon resident consumption. AEDC predicts 200 new jobs in 2011. As for other areas in 2011, construction, for the first time since 2006, will gain jobs, about 100. Retail trade, also up 100. Transportation, up 300 jobs. Financial activities, up 100, but government down by 200. Along with its 2011 forecast, the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation also released its Anchorage Business Confidence Index. The index, now in its third year, showed that for the first time, all six elements were in the positive range. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.